morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Layover Podcast. We are here with Elizabeth Cole, the Undersecretary of Tourism for the Yucatan Tourism Board. Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming on and saying hello to our audience.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and why should our audience travel to the Yucatan?
Well, you have to know that Yucatan State is the neighbor state of Quintana Roo within the Yucatan Peninsula. We are the heart of the Yucatan Peninsula and we are where the history happens.
Okay.
We are a state full of tradition, culture, very rich in art and traditions and the living culture, the living communities that still hold on to their traditions from the Maya, the language, the food, which is outstanding.
I bet, yeah.
It is outstanding. It's award-winning worldwide cuisine in Yucatan and everywhere you go. But if you go to the communities and you go to the restaurants there, it's like a different experience. You see the ladies cooking in their houses.
And wow.
The food in the traditional
So it's
way.
Like farm to table, absolutely. Original, kind of how it's been done for centuries.
How it's been done for centuries.
Wow,
exactly
right. I love that.
So we also have the archaeological sites, Uxmal, Chichen Itza, Ekpalam, many others. We have the cenotes. Do you know what a cenote is?
Yeah, I went in one on the way back from Tulum yesterday with my kids. It
we
was awesome.
We have over 1,000 of those.
Wow.
Some inside the cave, some outside. These are beautiful sinkholes where you can experience the importance of these places and how they were sacred for the Maya because they were the only source of fresh water.
Oh, is that why they were originally kind of cultivated? Is there like springs, essentially, like wells, natural wells?
The wells are all connected on the ground.
Okay.
You see, Yucatan is a big plank of limestone.
Yeah.
We don't have any rivers surface. So we have the underground river system, the largest in the world.
Wow.
So these cenotes is just windows that are open on the ground so you can see underneath. And you see a pool, but on the ground everything is connected.
That's crazy.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I went in one. They're a little chilly, but lots of my kids were a little scared of the catfish. But other than that, it was really fun.
Yes.
So what are two or three things that if our visitors come to the Yucatan that they absolutely must do?
You must visit Mérida, the capital.
Okay. Yep.
Mérida is a modern, vibrant city.
Mm-hmm.
It holds on to the tradition, but it has these layers of the culture. Through the centuries and centuries, you can see the pre-Hispanic, the Hispanic era, but also in the 1800s, the elegant, very European-like era of the people who owned the haciendas of Henequen in Yucatan.
Wow.
These people became really rich and built these mansions. And since Yucatan was very disconnected from the rest of Mexico, their trade was with Europe. So they brought architects and they have these impressive mansions and haciendas. And these places are a must.
How do you get, do you fly into Cancun? What's the best way to get there?
If you are in the U.S., mm-hmm. we have 4 direct flights.
Okay.
We have flights from Houston, from Dallas, from Miami and Orlando. And next year, we will probably have, by the second semester, a direct flight from L.A. to Mérida.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Awesome.
So it's easy.
Yeah, sounds like it. So you talked about the history and the culture. What are some new ways that you guys are trying to attract American visitors? You know, you talked about the idea of like cultural immersion. That's something that's very like people want to travel now with a purpose.
Absolutely.
They want to live like locals. They want to be respectful of the culture and immerse themselves without being, exploitative. What are some of the ways that you guys are designing experiences for those types of travelers to engage in?
Yucatan is the place where community travel really happens for many, many years.
I love
this
that.
This is a new trend, but in Yucatan it has been up and running for many years. We have award-winning people and destinations, little villages that have really won awards because of their kind of tourism that is sustainable, that is respectful, and that involves the community so they can make a better living without getting away from their community.
The traditional ways.
Changing their ways.
I love that.
So we have a lot of those. We have the immersion visit with the Melipona bees and how they take care of them and why are they so important. And we have cultural immersion with the ladies that make the embroideries. The Milpa Maya. The Milpa Maya is the places where they grow corn from the original seed. There's nothing transgenic.
Yeah, one of the chefs told me at the restaurant that I was at that this region has the most varieties of corn in the world.
It has, what I think is more important is that it hasn't been
genetically modified like Monsanto products and things like that.
And you can see the ladies making their tortillas over there. Yeah. And you can see the beef. The beef is how we cook cochinita pibil. Beef is the way of cooking on the ground. So you can see the ladies doing that and preparing the cochinita so you can taste it with the handmade tortillas. That is an experience on its own. That is just for that is worth visiting many of our villages around the main cities. Valladolid is also a great place. And we have 17 experiences of sustainable community tourism in the UNESCO catalog.
Yep.
So these are really worldwide acknowledged as the places to go and see and do for people looking for immersive tourism.
What is the main thing going on in the Yucatan right now that people haven't heard of before that they would be excited to check out? Something new.
The hotels are growing.
Oh, okay.
We have
yeah.
better hotels, more hotels. The coast, for example, is very much overlooked because of Quintana Roo. So you come to the beach in Cancun Riviera Maya, which is great.
Yep.
But you don't realize that next door we also have a coastline.
Yeah, right.
A coastline.
Yep.
We have a port that receives cruise ships, Puerto Progreso.
Oh, okay.
The number of cruise ships is growing. But we have places that are like the new hot spots.
Yeah.
Like Cuyo. El Cuyo is an amazing place to go and enjoy a beach town like Tulum used to be 30 years ago.
Yeah, before it blew up.
Exactly. Yep. So it is perfect. And it's a beautiful beach. And it's a place you can go and stay. And only, you know, sandboats and little boutique hotels and a lot of jungle and natural spaces. So
sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
All right, let's talk about you a little bit. Why'd you get in the tourism industry?
Wow. My degree is in tourism.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I lived in Cancun for 37 years or so, always in tourism.
Wow.
I worked for the government of Quintana Roo for 20 years. And now I was presented with this amazing opportunity of joining the government in Yucatan.
I love it.
In the Secretary of Tourism.
What's your favorite trip you've ever taken? What most transformational, most memorable?
I think there's a lot of places that you visit that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the work that we do take us all
over the world. Yeah, you get to travel a lot. Yep.
So I would say in Europe, maybe the Amalfi Coast.
Oh yeah. I did that like 3 years ago.
It is amazing. But I've loved visiting Canada. Vancouver is an area that I love. The U.S. I love San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco is beautiful.
Yep. And Washington. Love the energy of New York City. I never get tired of that.
Is there any place on your list that you want to go that you haven't been yet?
I haven't been to Japan. Japan
was big this year. We did a Tokyo guide.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Awesome. Okay, well, if our audience wants to learn more about the Yucatan and more about your region, where would you like to send them?
please visit our website, yucatan.travel. Check it out. There's a lot of information there. And you can always reach out to us through the website if you have any questions. We'll be happy to support and help you when we can.
Perfect. Well, we'll be excited to check it out. Thank you so much for chatting with us a little bit today.
Thanks.